Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We are not on earth to guard a museum, but to cultivate a flourishing garden of life. Blessed are the meek and poor, who seek deep solitude, in peace and patient poverty, they find God's plenitude. The treasure of their heart lies hidden deep in Christ, where neither moth nor rust destroy, the pearl beyond all prize. God blesses humankind with children, homes, and lands. No portion on this earth have those whose heritage is God. Good Shepherd, call this flock to make your kingdom known. We're grazing on God's holy mount. We follow you alone. Whoever wishes to be great among you must be the servant of all. I will bless Adonai at all times. God's praise always on my lips. In our God, my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. Look towards God and be not ashamed. Let your faces be radiant with joy. This poor one called, Adonai replied, rescued me from all my distress. God's angel surrounds all those who call to save them from all they fear. O taste and see, Adonai is good. They are happy who trust in this love. Revere Adonai, all you who are holy. They lack nothing who trust in God's name. Though lions may hunger and find no prey, those who seek God are not disappointed. Come, O children, and hear my teaching. You will learn to revere Adonai. Do you long for freedom and fullness of life? Many days to flourish with joy. Then keep your tongue from speaking of evil, your lips from lies and deceit. Turn from evil, do good for others. You must seek and strive after peace. The face of love turns away from evil. Let such deeds be remembered no more. The just call, Adonai hears, rescues them from all their distress. The just will suffer from anguish and trial, but God will be there to save, a guard to keep watch over all of their bones, so that none of their bones will be broken. Adonai is close to the broken-hearted. Those whose spirit is crushed will be saved. Adonai ransoms the souls of the poor. Those who trust shall not be condemned. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. to be great among you must be the servant of all. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. I will appoint one shepherd over them to pasture them. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the country of wild beasts, so that they will dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the forests. I will settle them around my hill and send rain in its season, the blessing of abundant rain. The trees of the field shall bear their fruits, and the land its crops, and they shall dwell securely on their own soil. They shall know that I am Adonai when I break the bars of their yoke and deliver them from the power of those who enslaved them. I will prepare for them peaceful fields for planting, so that they are never again swept away by famine in the land or bear taunts from the nations. Thus they shall know that I, Adonai, their God, am with them, and that they are my people, the house of Israel. The word of Adonai Elohim. Thanks be to God.
Our God has loved and rewarded him. God has invested him with glory. Our God has loved and rewarded him. God has invested him with glory. Good Pope John has served God's family well. God has invested him with glory. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Our God has loved and rewarded him. God has invested him with glory.
Good Pope John, an outstanding pastor of the Church, has left us a splendid example and rule of life, a guide for all who shepherd God's people. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Good Pope John, an outstanding pastor of the Church, has left us a splendid example and rule of life, a guide for all who shepherd God's people. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You called Pope John the 23rd to lead the church as a wise and gentle pastor, freeing those under his guidance to use their faith, learning, experience, and wisdom in service of God and their faith communities. May all who minister in leadership be blessed with that same wisdom, and so help to build your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us to use the traditions of our faith to cultivate a flourishing garden of life for all earthkind. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.